Okay, so if you are relaxed and sitting as comfortably as you wish to be, and closing over your eyes and taking three deep breaths, and just relaxing back into that. And now you find yourself at the top of a country lane, very gentle slope on this lane, with trees overarching on the left-hand side and a dry stone wall on the right-hand side. And as you walk down this country lane, just enjoying this beautiful, warm summer's day and the bright patterns that the sunshine's making as it shines through the branches and leaves of the trees. And walking on down, just enjoying this sunshine, you can see a stile on the dry stone wall. There's a handrail on the stile, and taking two steps up, you stand on top of the stile and just look out over a beautiful meadow. The bright colours of the wild flowers growing in amongst the warm grass. The grass has long hasn't been cut for some time. And stepping down off the stile and walking through this meadow, trailing your fingers through that grass as you walk, paying attention to the colours that are there. You can see a wood not too far away, with a very ancient oak tree standing on its own just in front of this wood. And walking towards the oak tree and looking at it, you can see that the roots have a space in them, just ideal for you to sit down on. These roots have moss growing and grass growing in there. It looks very comfortable to sit down. And sitting down between these roots and leaning back on the strength of that old oak tree, just enjoying the warmth of the sun on your face. Such a beautiful summer's day as you sit there and realizing that you can move that warmth. You can move it around to your surprise. And moving that warmth and the relaxation that it brings onto the top of your head. And feeling that warmth relaxing the muscles on your scalp. And moving it slowly down onto your forehead. Easing the muscles there. Feeling them get more and more relaxed. And down to that space between your eyebrows. Easing away any tension that's there. And moving it to your eyes now. All those small muscles around your eyes. Just relaxing them. Maybe you're aware of gentle movements of your eyes behind your closed eyelids. Moving that warmth on now to your cheeks and your nose. Feeling them relax, the muscles of your cheeks flatten out and relax, and being aware of that breath as it goes in and out of your nose. And moving it down now around your mouth. The muscles around your mouth, easing and relaxing them more and more, allowing your tongue to drop to the floor of your mouth, and relaxing your jaw muscles, maybe allowing your teeth to separate slightly as your jaw muscles relax, your whole head feeling more and more deeply relaxed now, as you move that warmth now onto your throat and neck, being aware of small movements of the muscles as you swallow, and allowing the warmth to flow down through to your neck muscles at the back, where tension often lies, and feeling that warmth ease away any tension, just relaxing those muscles as the warmth flows into your shoulders, allowing your shoulders to droop as they feel more and more relaxed. And down into your upper arms, and onto your forearms, feeling as if you can almost hold that deeply relaxing warmth in the palms of your hands, as it then flows all the way to your fingertips. Your arms may be feeling heavier now as they completely relax, moving the warmth back to your body, to your chest and abdomen, feeling all the muscles there relax, being aware of the gentle movements of your muscles as you breathe in and out, allowing that warmth to flow down through to your back muscles, those large muscles of the back, becoming more and more relaxed as the warmth moves down to your hips now, allowing those muscles to relax as you sink deeper into the comfort of where you're sitting, and onto your thighs, to the tops of your thighs, and allowing that warmth to flow down to the backs of your thighs, your muscles feeling so deeply relaxed, relaxed and as loose as elastic bands, as the warmth moves into your calves and along into your shins, your whole legs being completely relaxed as it goes down all the way to your feet, to your heels, along the soles of your feet, the tops of your feet, and all the way to the tips of your toes, your whole body feeling totally and completely relaxed as you sit here in the comfort between the roots of the tree, leaning back against the tree and feeling that warmth on your body as you take a moment or two just to listen to the bird song and the country noises around about in that comfortable, deep relaxation. Getting up now, and walking around the oak tree, trailing your fingers across the bark, and looking at the different colours that you've never noticed on bark before. Greys, browns, trailing your fingers, feeling the different textures that are there, the roughness in parts, and the soft, fuzzy feeling where bits of moss have grown on the bark. And as you walk around the tree, feeling the warmth of the summer's day on your body, you notice a handle in the trunk of the tree. Surprised at this handle, you walk up closer and see that there is a door into the middle of the tree. And turning the handle, you open the door. It creaks as you open the door, and looking inside, you can see a staircase spiraling down inside the tree. It's well lit in here, and you can see the details. There's a handrail around the spiral staircase, and in a moment, you'll put your hand on that banister, feeling the solid wood underneath your hand, and walking down those stairs. And with each step you take, you can find yourself becoming deeper and deeper absorbed in deep relaxation. And you can find yourself going 1/10 deeper, absorbed in deep relaxation, with each count I make from 10 down to 1. And on the count of 1, you'll find yourself at the bottom of those stairs and at a door. 10. Beginning to walk down those stairs, becoming more and more absorbed in deep relaxation. 9. Curious about what will be through the door at the foot of these stairs. 8. Being aware of what each step feels like. And I wonder what you can see, hear and feel as you walk deeper and deeper. 7. Becoming more relaxed with each step you take. 6. Allowing relaxation to continue to spread comfortably through your mind and body as you listen to me counting down. Five, halfway to the bottom now, yet still unable to clearly see the door down there. Four, perhaps noticing a heaviness in your body as you relax even deeper. Three, almost at the bottom now, and I wonder whether you can notice the door down there and what it looks like to you. Two, stillness can begin to appear through your mind and body. And one, finding yourself facing a door to a land of peace and deep relaxation. And I don't know whether you might take one, two, or maybe even three relaxing breaths before you open and step through that door and discover deep relaxation on the other side. Opening the door now and walking through, you find yourself on a path walking through a woodland. There's a stream through the path, through the woodland, that twists and bends. The path follows along the twists and bends of the stream. And walking through the woodland now, enjoying the scents of the country, the calm of this woodland, the sense of peace that you get from walking here, the gentle noise of the stream as you walk along, just the gentle noise of the stream in the background. Following these twists and turns, the wood starts to thin out a bit now as you walk along. And coming to the edge of the wood, you can see a bridge over the stream. And walking onto that bridge, halfway, it's a solid wooden bridge, very old. And you lean on the railing at the side of the bridge, looking down into the stream. Beautiful clear water in the stream. And just looking down into that stream, seeing the weeds at the bottom of the stream, swaying gently from side to side in the current, and the occasional fish gently having to wave its tail to stay stationary in the water. Beautiful clear water and just the gentle noise of the stream. I'm walking over the bridge now to the other side, walking through the grass of a well-cut meadow this time. You can see a cottage not too far away. And walking towards that cottage, you know that you should go into the garden of the cottage. So opening the gate, which opens with a click, you walk into a wonderful country garden. Traditional flowers here of the country garden. Wonderful smells. Heavy smells of honeysuckle and roses. And walking round to the back of this cottage, an old thatched cottage, to your surprise, you find yourself in a small courtyard with lemon trees growing in big planters on this courtyard. And walking round the courtyard, smelling that fresh, bright smell of lemons. Very refreshing smell, beautiful smell. And walking back round the side of the house again now, to the front of the house, and walking up to the door. The door's painted green, and it's been painted quite some time ago, with odd bits of paint peeling off with age. There's a climbing rose surrounding the door, and on the door is a metal handle. And putting your hand on that handle, feeling the cool metal underneath your fingers, you turn the handle and walk inside the cottage. There's a fire on in the beautiful fireplace in the cottage. Big stone fireplace, which reflects the country feel of this cottage. to your surprise, somebody must have been there a short while ago, because there's a strong smell of baking bread. There are candles set into alcoves in the cottage, which give a lovely, comfortable light. And walking round this room that you're in the cottage, taking note of the details that are there, the wooden beams in the ceiling, that strong-looking stone fireplace, the fairly rough walls of the cottage, the alcoves with the candles in them. Facing the fire is a big old leather armchair. And walking towards that armchair, putting your hands on the back of the armchair, feeling that soft old leather give way beneath your fingertips. And walking around the armchair now and sitting down, feeling it give way gently beneath you, so relaxing as it enfolds you in its softness. Just a beautiful old lounge armchair, soft, soft leather, which is facing a fire. As you sit there, feeling the softness of the leather enfold you, so comfortable, looking into the fire and enjoying the flames that crackle amongst the logs of the fire. The yellows, reds and golds of those small flames, and the gentle crackling noise of the logs in the fireplace. And what I would like you to do now is to think of anything you would like to remove. Think of them one at a time. Give them a name or a phrase that will describe it. And as you breathe out, visualize your breath as a small white cloud appearing in front of you. Put the word or the phrase of whatever it is you want to get rid of inside that cloud and watch as it gets sucked in towards the fire and sucked up the chimney and it's gone. Just one at a time, feeling so relaxed here, thinking of anything you want to remove, any feeling, thought, anything that you wish to get rid of. One at a time, put them in that small cloud of your breath and watch as they get sucked up the chimney and they're gone. Such a comfortable place of soothing, peace and calm. Just knowing that you can return to this place anytime you feel the need. This place of calm, quiet relaxation. And in your own time now, coming back to the room that you're in, feeling relaxed but refreshed. Relaxed but refreshed as you come back into your own room. And when you come back, I'd like you to look at two things in your room. Any two things. Just be aware of them. Looking at those two things in your room. Doesn't matter what they are.